Sforno on our pasuk of v'divrei nifleisecha asicha, and I will talk words of your wondrous acts. It says something incredible. He says it's actually a tefillah. David HaMelech is davening, and by extension we are too. That even when I speak, or please God, when I speak about how great you are and how wonderful you are, Hashem. My tefillah to you is that people should not just listen to me, but really internalize and accept that which I am saying. That's huge. I think there's a deeper level to it. Asicha. What does the word siach mean? Altar besicha im ha'isha. Siach is a light type of conversation. It's not a heavy conversation. In fact, sichas chulin is just a general chit-chat. So what's the idea? It's that when we do have, even on just our regular chit-chat, should be things that are infused with emunah. If a person is really attached to Hashem, and they're blown away on a constant basis by niflaas habayra, by the incredible world that Hashem has created for us, and how Hashem spoils us rotten with all of his brachas, and how life is just so fantastic, then you can't help but speak about Hashem and his wonders just in the course of normal conversation. Every single chat suddenly becomes meaningful. Realizing that the conversations that we have with people are tremendous opportunities to impact the way that they see the world, to infuse conversations with emunah, to allow people to, so to speak, peel back the mask and see what's behind, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand guiding nature and history. That's remarkable. It's important to think about it. You see it in the Torah as well. Even to the point with Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Chazal are sensitive to it. How the Sichas Chulin of these great people is so important. You see how when it comes to Eliezer, wasn't even Jewish, Hashem derech hasadoni ma'ayd. He's mentioning Hashem. He doesn't say, my master's very rich. Hashem's blessed him. He took an opportunity where he could have just been relating his master's wealth to teach a lesson in Emunah. Well aware, the Shlach HaKadosh says one of the ways of doing that. So when we speak, we say, Baruch Hashem and Be'ezras Hashem, and Yitzhak Hashem. Thank God, please God, God willing. Truth is, for many of us, we mean the opposite. The Mi'etz Hashem, I'll be there by 6, means if God doesn't get in the way, I'll be there by 6. But it's a mistake. Hemanti ki adaber. The more that we speak, the more that we have the opportunity to create a high level of God consciousness for ourselves, increase our own emunah, and in doing so powerfully impacting the emunah of others. Yesef Hatzadu, Shem Shamayim Shagar Bapiv. Constantly talking about Hashem. Never missing an opportunity, but not doing so in an overbearing way. Not doing so people think you're like, oh, with missionary zeal. Sicha, sicha, just chit-chat. Elevating the conversation. In doing so, we can create the most incredible Kiddush Hashem.